Well, we welcome you to our January 2018 Digging Deeper into DISC practitioner call. It's delightful to have a number of you join us for this first call of the new year. And we're excited about announcing some changes to our biblical DISC as well as our classic DISC assessments. And so in this particular time that we share together, I'd like to go through some of those changes. We have a number of folks on the call, if you don't mind hitting star six to stay muted, but then I'll ask you to come off. We'll get some questions and get some interaction as we go through this time together. Also, just a reminder, if you don't have it in front of you, if you have could pull up the Biblical DISC Assessment 3.0 sample that was sent with this email. Have that up on your computer, or if you have it printed out, that's great. And if you're driving, don't be looking at it. Watch the road. So I'd like to start with a word of prayer, and then we're going to go ahead and begin. Dear Heavenly Father, what a joy to welcome a new year. We thank you for all the provision of 2017. Lord, we're grateful for all that you are and all that you do for us. And we just ask that in this year, you would keep us mindful of our first love, help us to stay tuned to your mission for each of us and what you would have us to do, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to share information about how you have uniquely created each of us and that you have a purpose, Lord, for each of us. And I just pray that during this time together, you would give us further clarity about our identity, about who we are and how we can best serve you. Thank you for each one that's on the line, Lord. I pray your blessing on each of them and their families and loved ones, for all who might listen to this as well. And Lord, we commit all we do to you and ask that you would help us to bless and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we are introducing in 2018 Biblical DISC 3.0 and Classic DISC 3.0. We are now just about a year and a half into our DISC model and have certified about 70 of you as DISC practitioners. And of course, we continue to learn about some things that would make the assessment more effective, more on target. And so occasionally we will have some of these changes that we'll be making. This will be kind of a major change in the sense that we are giving it a whole new point. So going from 2.1 to a 3.0 version. And a couple of the changes are what I would call cosmetic, but several of these really relate to the content and the benefits that participants will gain as they go through Biblical DISC. And so I want to just first talk about a couple of the cosmetic changes, and then we'll get into what some of the content changes are. First of all, on the cover of 3.0, if you happen to have that in front of you, notice that we do have the trademark now on Biblical DISC. Lead Like Jesus is very excited that we have obtained that trademark and are able to have that just as a protective way to say this is really the key Biblical DISC tool. There are a few others that have done some things in this area, but we're really excited about having that designation. The other cosmetic change is that in the lower left corner of the Biblical DISC assessment and Classic DISC assessment cover is now the opportunity for you to the Lead Like Jesus logo is in the lower left corner, and you have the opportunity to put your logo right under the name of the person for whom the report is provided to. So that's a change. Barbara, share a word about what the purpose of that is.
Yeah, so for starters, the Lead Like Jesus logo is on the lower left-hand corner of Biblical DISC. It is not on the Classic DISC. So for those of you who are using both of those assessments, we do not put the Lead Like Jesus logo on the Classic, as this is often used in more of a secular environment. So we move the logo, practitioner's logo, underneath the name and date of the person, because this provided a lot more flexibility for different size and shapes of our different practitioner logos. So it, this has become kind of a desire to have a real consistent look. Now, you do need to load your logo in your Oasis in order for it to show up. And so I would also recommend that you not only load your logo to be on your assessments, but you also load your logo to be on the header. That way it then pops up on the front of your Oasis site. But then when someone goes to take an assessment that you have sent them, when they come to the Oasis site to take their assessment, your logo appears there rather than the Lead Like Jesus. So whether you have sent them a classic or a biblical disc assessment, when they come to your Oasis site to take their assessment, your logo pops up instead of the Lead Like Jesus. If you don't change that, then the Lead Like Jesus logo will pop up. If you want to see what that looks like, send yourself an assessment, take a look at it, and then you can always just delete that assessment out of your links. So you can always pull back assessments after you have sent them.
I'm going to just encourage us to kind of move through this. If you're okay writing questions down, and please do that so we can entertain them. So that would be the cosmetic change. Content changes, as we indicated in the email, begin on pages six and seven, as you can see from 3.0, now contain on the graphs percentages up the left side of the graph, 0% at the bottom all the way up to 100% at the top. This is a fairly standard practice on disc tools and disc reports so that people get a percentage of D score, I score, S score, and C score. And the big benefit of this is on page 7, it will now allow us to do a comparison between adapted style and natural style. So in the example 3.0 that we sent out to you, we have here a high C person with a D above the midline, I and S below the midline on both natural and adapted. In the past, down at the bottom under application, it would say compare your two graphs and look for discrepancies of two segments or more. This will create a much more definitive way of helping a person understand just how much adapting they're doing. So for example, on page 7 of this sample report, you'll notice the I score in the natural style graph 2 is at a 16%, and it jumps up to 38% in the adapted style on graph 1. You'll notice now what the wording says down where it says application, compare your two graphs and look for discrepancies of 20% or more on your plotting points in any of your DISC dimensions. So notice in this case, the person is jumping that I from a 16% natural style to a 38% adapted style. We've got a 22% swing there. This would be, if I'm coaching someone, a really good opportunity to ask some key questions. So what's happening in your work if this was taken with a work focus? What's going on at work that causes you to need to be more interactive, more social, more personal? How does that feel for you? Is that causing any stress for you? What are some ways that you can mitigate that stress, maybe in your off hours or when you go home or that kind of a thing? So remember, when we're coaching with DISC, we always suggest it's more important to think about what you're going to ask than what you're going to say. And so we just encourage you to have some really good questions that you can ask people around those two graphs. So the percentages in this case are wonderful for coaching, and it really helps determine how much of a swing or how much people are adapting between graph 2 and graph 1, their natural style compared to their adapted style. What I would do with this then is moving over to the natural style and adapted style continuums on pages 19 and 20, just to help that person maybe understand that a little bit better, is I would look at which of their traits are highlighted or bracketed, if you will, on pages 18 and 19. And again, what we're looking for is those 20% swings. In this case, it's eye behavior. So you'll notice under page 19, natural style, the bracketed words are aloof, pessimistic, withdrawn, logical, probing, and detached. This is a person who is a very low I. Another way to say that, their C is very high. And so what they're showing here is high C behavior or low I behavior. And then if you look at page 18, what's happening in their adapted style is they're bringing that up to be more convincing, prefers harmony, more adaptable, more reflective. So again, they're increasing their people behavior, if you will. And again, I would just have some questions about what does that look like, how does that feel at work, what stresses is that causing you, that kind of a thing. So that's a key change, and one that starting February 1st, you will see reflected in your reports. We've set that date because we have a biblical disc next week in Orlando, and we didn't want to make this change kind of right in the middle of some of those folks already having their reports. So for those of you that are planning to do any DISC reports after February 1, they will contain this new look. And so be aware of that. If you have a need to regenerate any reports, Barbara's going to tell you how you go about doing that. In other words, if you've had, let's say, a couple and one person took the report and got the current version, the 2.1, and then the next person took it and got the 3.0, there's a way for you to regenerate the reports. Barbara, would you share that?
Sure. You know, you just want to go, of course, you're going to go onto your home page, and then there's a gold button there that says Manage Assessments. You click on that, and then Assessment Users pop up. So for some of you, you've done this probably a few times. And then all of the people who have taken an assessment are listed there. You find the name on that list, and then you click the little sprocket, and that will bring you to their report. And then there's just a little square on the upper left that says Regenerate On, and you click that. You just check that, and then it'll give you the option to download it or email it. And then what I do, I just simply download, and then I get their report, and then I like to send it to them with a just note from me. But for you, if you want to generate your report, that's how you would do that. And for those of you who don't have your own report in your OASIS, if you would like, I will send you a complimentary credit, and I'll put that in your OASIS account, and then you can take your own OASIS. I mean, excuse me, you can take your own biblical disc, because when you came to the certification, your biblical disc assessment is in Lead Like Jesus portal, and now we want to get it into yours. So if you're interested in that, just send me an email, barbara.meese@leadlikejesus.com, and I'll send you a complimentary credit for you to take your own biblical disc. And if you already have your own biblical disc in your OASIS, then you can just regenerate it and see these changes.
The next significant change based on those percentages now is going to be on page 25. I'm very excited about this. This was probably the main reason for the change. For those of you that have used several of the other DISC models through the years, you'll notice that they often had what they called classical patterns. And we felt, Ken Voges and Barbara and I felt as we were developing this tool, that that was a very valuable piece that really distinguishes our biblical disc and our classic disc from some of the other models that are on the marketplace today. Because what it allows you to do is to look for characters, people in real life who have these patterns. We have 16 patterns, as you know, pages 26 through 29. These are what we would call the most common patterns of combinations of DIS and C that are formed based on 1,296 possible different combinations. Actually, I think with computers today, there's probably literally many thousands of combinations. But these would be what we call the 16 most common or most classical patterns. So these are the behavioral patterns. Pages 26 to 29, which, as you know, then allowed Ken Voges to correlate those to biblical characters. What we're excited about on page 25 is that in the past, on 2.1 and earlier, we had to have people kind of guess which of their styles, which of their biblical characters was most like them. And now what's happening is we're able to target that specifically based on those percentages. I'm not sure I can explain all of that from a technical standpoint, but certainly our platform providers understand how all of that works. Long story short, as you look at page 25, what you're going to notice going forward is both for your adapted behavioral style, which shows up on the left side of this page, and your natural behavioral style, you're going to get a name. That's the name of a classical pattern. 16 of those, again, on pages 26 through 29, that sound like producer, results-driven, dynamo, explorer, networker, influencer, coach, all of those names that are indicative of what's typical about this pattern, or what would be a way of describing this pattern in a word or a couple of words. What's interesting about that on page 25, you'll notice that in this case, this person's classical pattern or combined disc style pattern is the same. It's an explorer both in their adapted style and in their natural style. So obviously the information underneath is going to look exactly alike. In many cases, those will shift. So a person might be an explorer in their natural style, and they might come up results-driven with more of another C pattern in their adapted style. So this gives us additional information. You'll notice there on page 25, there's a paragraph of information about explorers, and then there are 9 bullet points that deal with additional ideas about that person's behavior, their emotional characteristics, their goals, how they value others, how they influence others, their value to the organization, what are some things to watch out for, when under pressure, what happens, and then some of their personal fears. Again, here's the main benefit, in my opinion, for biblical disc. When you look at that page and you see explorer, you are going to then simply turn over to the high D patterns and look for that word, and it shows up at the bottom. And so that tells me that Paul, Rachel, and Michael in Scripture would be classic examples of an explorer. So now I have a biblical character that I can automatically understand a little bit more about my style and my behavior, and learn about what are some things I know about that character, what were some of his or her strengths and things that they did well, what were some areas where they messed up, because I think every biblical character did, just as we all do. And so it becomes just a great way to help people identify immediately their biblical character, as well as get some more information about themselves. One of the things I mentioned earlier is that we're excited in 2018 to be doing a better job of making the tie between Biblical Disc and our Lead Like Jesus encounter material, specifically as it relates to the ego. So you know we talk about bad ego in encounter, edging God out, and what happens is that our pride and our fears get in the way of trusting the Lord, and so we edge him out. And what this information does on pages 26 through 29 is it really helps people begin to identify what are those things that cause us to edge God out. So if we stay with the Explorer, for example, on page 26, you'll notice that their graph appears on the left. Then it tells us what is the combination of styles. It's the D and the C, both above the midline. That's why they're both capitalized. We have the name, which is the Explorer. And then we get their primary drive, their personal giftedness, their instinctive fears, and their blind spots or pride. So obviously some things we know about Paul. He was a front runner in developing new concepts. Of course, he was planting churches all over the place once he had turned to the Lord. His personal giftedness was to bring about change, to make old things better. So, of course, he's bringing the gospel of grace to the New Testament world. But look at the fears and the pride. The instinctive fear of the explorer, that high D with a backup C, is that others will fail to measure up to their standards. And we know some things about Paul on his missionary journeys, that when John Mark wasn't living up to the standard, Paul said, I can do this without him. I don't need him anymore. So that's a fear, a concern that that DC pattern has to be careful about. And then the pride factor, understanding that grace is a critical factor in implementing standards and principles. So that DC is very task-oriented. They have very high standards. They want things done right and done their way. Paul had to step back from that from time to time because that could be an area of pride for him. So a lot of information can be gleaned from that. Again, this is what's helping us make these ties more to our Lead Like Jesus encounter material. We're excited about that. And I'm going to begin to wrap this up because I've talked for too long. And so for those of you on the call, would love to have you come off mute and just be ready to ask some questions. Once again, we anticipate asking our provider to go ahead and hit the turn on button for this newer version 3.0 as of February 1st. Who'd like to ask the first question?
Hey, Rich, this is Suzanne. I don't have a question, but I'm going to excuse myself so I can get to my dad's doctor's appointment. Thank you for everything you do. Happy New Year.
Thanks, Suzanne. God bless.
Bye.
Well, I have a question. This is Bernita. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. All my life, since I started with DISD, which would have probably been in the 70s, I've been a high S. And I took your program and I redid my old program. And both of them, I can't find it right now because I've moved my office, the book that I got from you. I became a high C. Now, my husband passed a year and a half ago, and I'm wondering if that could change that kind of a program, an assessment.
Yeah, thank you, Vernita. That's a very interesting question, and of course, I wouldn't definitively say that. Although one of the things we know is that when our environment changes, when there are significant changes, maybe in our personal life, our work life, that certainly can cause some shifts in behavior. So I would think that's a very real possibility.
I think also, Vernita, sometimes when people are completing the assessment in terms of their thinking about an environment that they are in. So there can be some minor shifts when you think about yourself in the family or at work, or even if you have different environments that you work in. And if as you were completing the assessment, if you were thinking about the many, many tasks that you have to complete, and I know you have a lot of them because I learned about that at certification, you might have been checking some of those descriptors that require you to be more C-like in your behavior. And if I'm, did you not come up as a secondary S?
I believe I did. I don't have it in front of me, and it's been 2 months now, and I've hunted for the book, and it's in a box someplace.
Sure. Well, I think probably you shift between that S and that C based on the different tasks and based on the different environments that you are on. But you may want to take it again, you know, and see if you don't come up a higher S, and just read through that and see if you don't agree with some of those statements.
Yeah, I was thinking about doing that.
Yeah.
And basically, I need, if I can download my that binder again, I would like to do that so that I could reread it.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and regenerate your report, Vernita, and I'll send it off to you today.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Sure.
Thank you, Vernita. Other questions we might answer?
This is Terry. You probably said this, and I may have missed it. Can we convert disc taken prior to 2-1? So, like, if I had one in January, is that how I understand it?
Yes, yeah, you just go on and regenerate that report, and then there's just follow those steps. Just go on to your OASIS, go into where the assessment users are listed, and then click on that name. Yep, and then click the little regenerate. Yep.
Yeah, I wrote all that down. I just wasn't sure if I could do it for disc taken prior to when it comes on. I missed that part. Okay. And then,
you bet.
And yes, I would love a complimentary credit so I could take it. I don't have one in my, I don't have mine in my OASIS is what I'm trying to say.
I will go ahead and put a biblical disc credit into your account today, and then you can go ahead and take yours.
Although it won't be the new one.
It won't be the new one yet. But
I'll just put a note on my calendar to do it after the first.
There you go. Yep.
That's
good. Thank you, Terry. Other questions? Well, once again, we're so excited to move into 2018 and share this new information. We think it enhances the benefits. We really want to help people recognize that when we're operating in the flesh, pride and fear get in the way, and we don't exalt God. But when we operate in the Spirit, those two characteristics turn into humility and God-grounded confidence. And that's when we can certainly exalt God and see the greatest results for the kingdom. So wonderful to have you join us. We hope this has been informational and helpful. Shoot us an email or call us if you have additional questions. And we just wish you all the best for 2018. God bless you.
Thank you.
Is there a possibility of staying on the line or calling you?
Yeah, you can stay on the line, Vernita. I'm going to go ahead and say goodbye to everybody else. I'm going to stop the recording. Just hang on a minute or two.
Okay.
So thanks, everybody, for joining us, and have a wonderful 2018. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.